I really appreciate, as you do, the song service so far. Brother Greg's devotional, thank you so much. That, along with the song that Matthew and Emerson did, really, were correlated and go right along with what my heart is. And they did not know my subject of what I'm trying to preach about today. But today, I pray the Lord will help us. Thank you for praying for me. I wanted to try out a series. I've entitled it, Can You Trust God? And then I want to try to look at different categories that I think are pertinent to us trusting God in our everyday Christian life. And today I want to talk about, can you trust God with your pain? I want to also, if God would lead me, can you trust God with your place? Can you trust God with your portion? And can you trust God with your plans? Those will be other messages, God willing. But today, I want to deal specifically with pain. Pain's a big deal. And I'm not sure that it's the biggest deal that we have to deal with in life as Christians. What we have to remember is God never promised us that we wouldn't have sorrow, trials, and tribulation. He never promised that. And some of us have different pains than others. You know, pain is real. And everybody's got some. It doesn't matter if you live in a three-story house with a swimming pool, golf court, and pickleball match. Or if you live in a single wide in the lowest economic section of the world, behind every door is pain. It's there. Now how we deal with pain. Now, when I'm talking about pain, I'm talking about certainly physical pain, but emotional pain. Pain meds are powerful meds. They can do things to your mind. People get addicted very easily to pain meds. It's all over the place. But we need to be mindful of, we do have a remedy for pain. There is a balm in Gilead, and his name is Jesus. But I want to warn you that it doesn't mean that your pain will be taken away. There are pains that'll be forever, at least till we get to heaven. There is. And just because you have pain doesn't mean that God doesn't like you or necessarily that you've done something wrong. Nor does it mean that if you don't have much pain that you're any better than anybody else. You're not. We're all in this together. And what we need to be mindful of is Jesus Christ is our pain taker. Jesus Christ is described, as you know, as a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. By his stripes, we are healed. I wanted to read for a text this morning from the Lamentations. Would you turn there with me in chapter 3? The Lamentations is a sequel to Jeremiah. It's sort of a synopsis to the lamenting position, I guess that's why it gets its name, where Jerusalem has been destroyed. I mean, there's a lot of pain. And yet we find in Jeremiah the mix of God's mercy, and that's what we all need to be reminded of, and that's what the Lamentation reminds us of. But In chapter 3, there are some verses that I think that God will use, I pray that He will, to increase our faith, and that's what you have to do to trust God. Trusting God, as I've said before, or faith rather, is trusting God with everything, even your pain. Now, the question is, can you do that? Will you do that? Now, asking that question is very personal. And to the extent that you and I trust God with our pain is a real good gauge, I would say, to your personal relationship to Almighty God. See? I mean, that's what happens. Because when you get hurt, then there's it changes things. And circumstances sometimes can't be changed nor controlled on our side. And so we have to deal with pain. And how do we deal with that? How do we react to that? Well, let's look at verse 31, Lamentations 3, and read through 41. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though He calls grief, yet will He have compassion according to the multitude of His mercies. For He doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under His feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High. To subvert a man in his cause the Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. I want to try to say three things regarding can you trust God with your pain. To get there, we have to understand, first of all, that God, number one, condones pain. That is, He allows it. I think we can see that very clearly here. Now, pain is something I surely don't understand. I doubt you do either. I don't understand why some of the most precious, godliest people I've ever known in my life have had to suffer the most. I don't understand it. But when I look at the cross, I get a little deeper perspective that God's ways are not our ways. Neither are His thoughts our thoughts. So the first thing I want us to be mindful of is that God does allow pain. He does allow grief, adversities in our life. Now, He has a purpose in it. I don't know of anybody in the Scriptures. I was thinking the other morning of some of the catalog of God's patriarchs, so to speak, that did not have to deal with pain. Adam, for sure. Moses. David. The Apostle Peter, Elijah, who went to heaven from a chariot. The man never did physically die. But he was so much in pain and anguish, we have an account where he sat down under a tree and said, God, I want to die. I'm telling you, the pains that we have to deal with. There are a lot of hurting people in this world. You might be one of them, but you're not alone. You have God with you, and you have other people too. We have a camaraderie, I believe, of pain in our lives. And you can be sure, when God comforts us, He does not comfort us to make us comfortable. He comforts us so that we will comfort somebody else. That's your purpose. Now, you got to trust God with your pain. That means you got to trust God when you can't understand God. That means you got to trust God when you don't know what God's doing. Or wonder where even He is. See, this is hard, to trust God with your pain. Now, it's easy for me to tell you that as some little preacher. But if I'm not going through the pain you're going through, see, it's easy for me to say, oh, trust in God. No, when it gets to the real heart of the matter, it's boiling down to this fact that you believe God, you trust Him. You're like Job that says, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. It's not about how you feel, it's about doing it. And I challenge you and me here today to make up your mind to trust God with your pain before it gets here. Before you have a stroke. Before you get the biopsy that your cancer is terminal. You go ahead and trust Him. Make up your mind that I'm going to trust God with my pain. Now, you and I don't know what tomorrow brings. We do not know, thank God. But one thing we can know is God knows it. And if God allows it, there's a purpose in it. There's a scripture in us in this third chapter of Lamentations that said, it's good that a man bear the yoke in his youth. There's a ministry of pain that we all need. We all do. See, because it is true in the gym and it's true in grace. No pain and no gain. I want to remind you that God will allow you to be hurt. But He will never, ever allow you to be harmed. He won't. Notice He says He will not cast you off forever. Now, it's hard to trust God again when we're hurting. It's harder to trust God when we have pain than it is to obey God. Because see, there's no limits to trusting God in our pain. We don't know when it's going to end. We know that the Bible is a book that has covers on it. There's a limit, so to speak, to what God's Word says we're to do and not do. But not when it comes to trusting God. We can't say, well, how long can I trust God? But I want to make sure you know that you do, as a child of God, have the capacity to trust God even in your pain. And it's the same correlation as how are we to be forgiven. Something has to be behind that, namely that Jesus died on the cross for us. We are not forgiven because we ask God to forgive us, or that we confess our sins. We are forgiven because Jesus died on the cross. Likewise, we can trust God in our pain. Not because we don't have pain, but because we have His Spirit. That we are in Christ. So God does condone pain. I want you to know that. Condone pain. Doesn't always mean he causes it, but he allows it. And sometimes it's the little hurts. And you know, it's the little foxes that scriptures talk about that disrupt that. It's the little hurts. How many of you have you taken your pain to God? I want to ask you, have you cast your burdens? That's what your pains are, to Jesus. So I'm afraid a lot of us kind of tote these things around. I mean, it's almost like we're so stoic about it, and really underneath it is nothing but pride. We don't want to admit that we're broken and that we're hurt. We will lie to each other every day when we're asked, "How are you?" We will say, "Great." And on the inside, we're breaking. James says that we're to confess our faults one to another, that you may be healed. What are you taking for pain? You know, I in my old age, getting older, I hurt in places I used not to have places. Seems like. And sometimes, I remember I hadn't let you, I'd pull a back muscle or something, my lower back, and I'll get some Bengay, and I'll get Penny to rub it on me at night. You know, that scents up everything, but she does it anyway. So one day, I went to my family doctor about something. I told him, and I said, my back. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm putting Bengay on." He said, "You know, that stuff isn't worth anything." I said, "Well, it seems to help." He said, "Well, it don't mean anything for the pain. All it's doing is getting your mind." See, I had Bill Tyson coming out of my pond the other day. I had this algae in it. He said, "Look at him, Randy." He said, "You know, I can give you something, tell you something, but all you're going to do is treat the symptoms." Say, if you want to get the source, what you got to get is that runoff that's coming from your pasture down there and getting all this. It's a fertilizer into your pond and causing the algae bloom. So you can put all this other stuff in there you want. And you know, when it comes to our pain, we got to get to the source. And the source is sin, really. That's the source of all pain. It started when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. You watch it. He had to suffer in work. Sweat. Eve had to deal with childbirth pains. Jesus Christ was prophesied to bruise the head of the serpent. Pain is real and it's not going away. And you know, there's all kind of remedies now for pain. All kind of relief factors and everything else, you know. You can spend a fortune trying to get rid of your pain. But when I'm talking about, can you trust God with your pain? That is what we do. What are you doing with your pain? Are you going to God with it? Now, when I had my knee surgery, I got on some pain, some oxycodone or something. I did. Stuff that ran me crazy. I had to stop it. But I want to tell you what. When you go to God with your pain, maybe you come to church once a Sunday for pain. It's okay. Read your Bible every day for pain. You pray for pain. But dealing with it is a reality. Secondly, I want you to understand that God controls pain. He controls it. Look at verse 37. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good? Question mark. See? This verse, these two verses, really answer the question. See, to understand that God is controlling the pain, well, then I've got pain, then it comes from God. God allowed it, right? There's a purpose on it. They're in order to comfort us. They're in order to strengthen us. Look at Matthew chapter 10 just quickly. Verse 29. Here's Jesus. He's talking about pain. He says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing?" No, they're not worth much to us. "And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father." Not even a little sparrow. "But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." Now the thing about trusting God with your pain, you gotta have three important ingredients, and you only get them from God. Number one is, God is sovereign. Now that's in the Bible. A lot of people are offended with this kind of verse, but it's in the Bible. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about when God is sovereign and he controls not only good, but evil. Because what we will say, you take that flood in Texas. There's a good example. How can God allow that to happen? If God is sovereign, then he can't be good. This verse says, from Lamentations, that God is not only sovereign, he is good. I said, yes, you got to have God's sovereignty. You got to understand that God is wise. He knows what he's doing. He is not frustrated. And then thirdly, we got to believe that God, and no God is perfect. He makes no mistakes. He loves you with an unconditional love, no matter when you hurt. And when your little child is hurt, where do they go? They go to somebody that loves them, their mama, their daddy. What do we do as children of God when we're hurt? We go to somebody we can trust. That's the way it is. But these sparrows are sold. What Jesus is saying is, listen, God's in control. Even hurts. Death hurts. Losing a loved one. Probably most everybody in here lost a loved one. Some of you in some tragic ways. What are you doing about it? What are you doing? How are you dealing with it? You can't just sweep it on the rug. You can't just ignore it and put on a face of flint like nothing ever happened. No. Because it's God's purpose. It has a purpose from God. And the thing about it that makes so much of a difference is God's in control of all things, the big and the little. God controlled that stealth bomber that dropped the bombs in Iran. But he also controls a spider that builds a web or a bird that builds a nest in your yard. He does. I remember several years ago we went to Israel and we were flying over the Atlantic Ocean, sometimes in the middle of the night. I didn't know where we were. I knew that from what the guy said, we were 30,000 plus feet, pitch black dark. I mean, you can get to a point with something like that. If you can't trust God, who can you trust? But I remember the comfort of believing that I could trust Him. And the thing is, if it was His will for that plane to go down, God was in charge of that. You know why those little children died in that flood in Texas? Because it was God's will. That's why. If I leave this day and I go home and I get halfway to Arcola and somebody runs out in front of me and I die, then and that person is on drugs, that person didn't kill me. It was God's will. Now you can say, man, you're taking that too far. I'm not. No, I'm not. Not according to Jesus. He controls it. You got a problem with your pain, you go to God, okay? He's the one that deals with it. He's the one that instigates it. He has a purpose in it. He is sovereign over all of it. And then lastly, God consoles. What did I say? God condones pain. God controls pain. God consoles us in our pain. Todd had a good illustration. He comforts us. The Holy Spirit, we have a comforter. The Holy Spirit comforts us when nobody else can, like nobody else can. The Lord's mercies we see in Lamentations are new every morning. What a blessing to know that God consoles us. Now here's what I want to say, and I'll try to go, but you know, I was reading on the disciples, Peter and James. Both had wives. James died. Peter didn't at that time. What is James's wife going to say? What is she going to say? How is she going to deal with that pain? Okay, you know, here's where I believe God would have us come from. Can you say this? If you've experienced a tragedy, so to speak, though, I want to make sure you know, there's no such scriptural terminology as natural disasters. There's no such terms as tragic accident. A farmer doesn't lose a crop and say, well, I just have some bad luck. No. Your business doesn't fail. You say, well, that's just bad luck. No, it's the providence of God. Now, we always think of providence as just the good things. But you could just scripturally, accurately say, I had an accident by the providence of God, and I was paralyzed from my neck down. That would be true. And that has happened. It happened to Brother Eddie Bullina. He's still trusting God in his pain. He's never going to walk again. Except in heaven. I mean, this is deep. This is stuff that, you know, you talk about theology. You can talk about how much Greek you know and all this. The point is, can you trust God with your pain? Now, as a child of God, you can, but it's got to be something you will to do. Isaiah, I think it's 26. Says this. He will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. In other words, he says, you keep your mind on God. You can have peace in your pain. God may not take it away. He may not. But you can have peace. God is near unto those of a contrite and broken heart. That is, with pain. You know, I could go on, but I'll wait till tonight. I got some things else I want to say, but the main thing I wanted you to think about with me is, are you trusting God with your pain? Or are you going to find something else to deal with it? That's our tendency. I have been over this with people in my own family that struggle with drug addictions, and they have told me over to Daddy, the pain. When I get to the pain, I have to get to the drug. And that's not only drugs. There are people that find some other God. And that's what God was taking care of and whipping up on Israel, on Judah for in Lamentations. That they turned to the king of Egypt for their pain relief. And they got none. It made it worse. But we turn to other things, pleasures and activities. We ought to lift up our hands and our hearts to God. Now, you don't have to carry that pain any further. It don't make you any more spiritual. You go ahead and give it to Jesus Christ. Because that's what He's about. He's a Savior, not only of our souls, but a Savior that blesses us with the peace that passes understanding. And you can say with the Apostle Paul, as he said in Timothy's letter, though I suffer these things, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Read the cover of the bulletin. That is a favorite verse to lots of folks. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Commit your way to Him, and He'll bring it to pass. Let's have a prayer. Lord, we thank You for the strength that You give us to sustain us through the pains that we must bear. And we thank You, Lord, for the privilege to suffer for Your sake, if that's Your will for us. Lord, forgive us for thinking there's a way to relieve our pain other than You. You are the great physician. Thank You, Lord, for all You provide for us. Thank You for grace. Thank You for mercy. Thank You, Lord, for working through people and putting people in our lives that help us get through our pain. Thank You for Your church on the earth, for the songs we've heard today, and for the people that have sang them so mightily and heartily. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.